What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.
P-H-I-L-A period.
Hello, hello, hello. I am your girl. I am Miss September.
DJ Ricochet, the Untouchable Technician.
What it do?
What's poppin'? We got a lot to talk about today.
We do. We have...
Woo!
Everybody today. We sure do.
All right. So you want to talk about the breaking news first?
What's the breaking news?
With Tiger.
Oh, go ahead. That's your lane. You're in the sports lane.
Not golf.
You're in the sports lane.
You know, golf is like white, but you know, it's all right. We'll still go there. All right. So basically, all right. So basically, Tiger Woods recently, he just got into a car accident. Pro golfer Tiger Woods was injured in the collision earlier Tuesday morning in the Rancho Palo Verdes. I don't know where that is. Somewhere rich in L.A.
Somewhere.
7:12 in the morning, they responded to a single vehicle rollover collision on the border of where he crashed. It says that he was the sole occupant of the car, and Tiger Woods is 45 right now. They say he is in ongoing surgery at the moment, and his family asked for their privacy during this tough time. Yep.
Wow. Well, we're sending prayers to Tiger.
Absolutely. He just need a driver. And I'm not talking about the one in the golf kit. I'm talking about an actual driver.
Right. Why is he driving? Well, I mean, I guess some celebrities don't want drivers or
He need one.
Have you been in prior accidents before?
Yeah, when he got caught cheating and he got into an accident because he was driving away from his ex-wife, and he got into an accident there.
I mean, well, at that point, he was in a chase,
you still got to know how to handle stuff. And mind you, we're not laughing at the situation. We still want Tiger to have, you know, his best. I'm just saying that he needs a driver because he's going through a lot.
Prayers out to Tiger and his family, and we hope you get well soon, playa.
That's a fact.
So let's get into our normal Philly news.
Oh, shit.
So we had a few things we want to discuss. Since we're on a sports, you know, spectrum, let's get into our Sixers. What's going on with our Sixers? I hear we had Embiid hit his career high.
Yeah, career high 50 points. Everybody keeps talking about Joel in NVD, like MVP. They're trying to bring his name in the MVP. You know, Sixers had the best record in the Eastern Conference. I think they're like at 19-10, I believe. And, yeah, I mean, they're doing great. All credits to Doc Rivers, the Sixers team. I'm not really into sports until they bring fans back, honestly.
So you haven't been watching it?
No, I haven't been watching any basketball. Like, my Bucks just won the championship, so I'm a champion. And, you know, as far as basketball is concerned, you know, I'm a huge LeBron fan, so... You know, I really don't care for the Sixers. I mean, even though that's what's up, great for the city, you know, everything like that.
Come on, we're not going to do that.
We always
ride with the home team.
I mean, yeah, of course, you know, but I'm still going to say, I still want LeBron to win his fifth MVP because nobody's doing what he's doing in his 18th season. So, you know, he's still like the best player in the NBA to me.
Okay.
But, you know, congratulations to Embiid. I think he got selected for All-Star selection. So
right.
I told you they doing All-Star in Atlanta, and the mayor was like, don't come here. Niggas is coming anyway. I saw flyers all weekend for parties.
Yeah. So I seen people from Philly giving parties. I seen people from Atlanta giving parties. So yeah, it's going to be, you can't stop it, Keisha.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Bottoms. You can just.
There's nothing you can do. And
if anything, y'all going to benefit because y'all going to make a lot of money, even though I get you looking at it like, oh, it's a, you know, a pandemic. We don't need the extra people coming here. They don't want the. It's a lot of crime going on in Atlanta, too. Like,
man, that never stops. Just
carjacking. Yep, that never stops. Stuff like that. No, true, but it's been, I guess, they've been saying that it's been going on like in the, you know, richer neighborhoods now more so. Of course it was going on in a hood, but now they're saying like, I seen a post where a girl, I forget who she was, she's related to somebody famous, and she was driving, I don't know what kind of truck it was. It was, you know, a fancy truck. Mm-hmm. And she said while she was at the ATM getting her money out, someone literally just like jumped in her car and like tried to pull off.
She probably still had the keys in there.
Most likely, yeah. But because, I mean, you look at it as if, okay, I met such and such and such. I can't even really say nowhere in Philly, but I, you know, even if I say if I was at 15th and Market, I would still feel as though, you know, like my, I wouldn't leave my keys in my car. So she was in, I believe, Buckhead or somewhere where, you know, I guess the more elite part of Atlanta, and I guess she didn't think that. You know.
Yeah, even with these luxury cars now, they don't have the keys in the ignition. It's push and start, so they can't go too far.
Right. That could be the case. I never really followed up on the story. Mm-hmm. I just kind of browsed past it and seen it like, wow, okay. Like, you know, so I don't have those problems because I don't drive those types of cars.
Because you got a driver. I get it.
Please. So we're going to get back on subject here. What's going on with our Eagles? I heard they let some people go.
The Eagles going Eagle. The new head coach had a press conference a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Terrible press release. Nobody really could understand what he was saying, so they felt like he was just like super nervous. But
and this was the new coach.
Right. It's the new coach from Indianapolis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, is that they're letting, at the beginning of the season, they are letting the wide receiver, Alshon Jeffries go. And they're pretty much just, it seems like they're just starting from the bottom. Mm-hmm. And, but Jalen Hurts is the, QB1. So he is the starter. So, So we're going with him and we're just trying to figure it out. I mean, it's to be a black quarterback in the NFL. Cam Newton just had a podcast with I Am Athlete, and he was just pretty much talking about how the NFL like doesn't really value black quarterbacks as they do white quarterbacks. Like they don't really value their intellect. They're more so like, what can you do for us? Like, yeah, you can run and you can throw and all things athletically, but like mentally, they're not really worried about black quarterbacks. So it's like kind of that divide. And just athletes, period, are sick of like they're a lot more outspoken when it comes to their rights within the leagues. So it's just, I mean, it's a divide, but it doesn't look like the Eagles are gonna win the NFC East next year. But I'd be surprised. But Dak's coming back, but he's still on the franchise tag. The Washington football team is getting a little better, but not too good, and the Giants are still trash. So, I mean, the Eagles and the Cowboys always have the best chance to win the NFC East. But with the new coach and you're letting wide receivers go, you know, it's we'll figure it out somehow, some way.
Right. I mean, hopefully, I just would love for us to win another Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, why can't I? Don't come on, Rick.
I mean, you got one in 2016. You better cherish that. It's pretty damn impossible to win two championships in your lifetime. But lucky for me,
2017, wasn't it?
No, 2016.
It was 2016
or 2018.
No, it was 2018. It was 2018. Yeah. I was about to say it was not that long ago because I was in Argentina at the time. Oh, yeah.
Argentina with your driver. Yep.
Oh my God. I just got an alert today, 2 years ago, which is 2019. Mm-hmm. I was in Dubai.
Oh, come like, on, I man. Just, it doesn't stop.
I just really miss traveling.
Oh,
I
well,
really
they
do.
They
are opening up a lot of things. Yep, I don't like all the restrictions. I don't like all of the restrictions.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. I mean, you need a negative COVID test at least up to, in certain places, up to like 10 days beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, and that's fine too. It's just I'm already a germaphobe. So traveling out of the country, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So for me, I'd rather play it safe, you know, take my time with it. I mean, I'm not saying that I still travel locally and domestically,
right?
But I'm just not ready to take that international. I don't want to be in nobody's country.
Stuck.
And, right. I don't want to go through that because you just never know.
Right.
And they, you know, I'm over there. I have kids. I have a family. You know, I have to be home. There's no way I'm going to be quarantining for 14 days in another country on my expense and, you know, can't get home to my children, can't, you know, get back to my normal routine. No, it's just really not that deep for me. So I'll just live through all of the past and my former trips and just hope that one day things do slightly get back to the same way as though I can continue on my travel journey and check off the things on my bucket list that I would like to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, they said we kind of on task because with Sleepy Joe's new vaccine plan, he wants to do 100 million vaccines, and we're on course to have at least 80 to 85% of the United States population vaccinated by October.
Okay.
So,
did you see that they had the oh my gosh, I thought I wrote this information down. I'm gonna try to freestyle it. At the Leah Cora Center, they had like the Black Doctors Association or something, and it was a 24-hour clinic, and they never closed, and they just had people line up, and they were just vaccinating everybody that was, and you had to live in like a certain area code, basically stating that like, hey, I live in a you know, highly populated area, I need the vaccine. And they were, you know, it was, and the weather was bad. It was cold, it was snowy, it was rainy, you know, within that 24-hour period, and they had people out there, you know. I just wish they would have, I get what they were trying to do, but I, you know, like you got 50 and 60 year olds standing out there.
You're going to get them
cold,
sick.
Rain and snow, and they're going to be sick. And then they get this vaccine, and ain't no telling what type of antibodies or whatever that brings out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I just wish that it was in a place where it could have been done differently, where the people didn't have to stand out in the cold or whatever. But, you know, shout out to them for doing that because, again, you know, we're always, the hood is always the last place to get certain things.
That's
and
true.
Whatever. So
are you going to get the vaccine?
I probably will not get the vaccine. The only way I will get the vaccine is if I needed to travel.
Yeah, and, I said the same thing.
And I will wait. You know, I'm not in a rush. I don't want it now. I don't want it next week. I don't want it next month. Probably sometime the end of the year, next year, if it's necessary for me to make moves, then it'll be something that I will, because I've never, ever gotten a flu shot.
Right. Never. Yeah.
So I kind of shy away from certain things that make you feel sick or make you feel like you have whatever. So like for me, I've never been a fan of it, so I'm kind of want to stick to it. But if it becomes one of those things where it becomes a burden where I have to take it, I guess I'm gonna have to. But at that point, all the trial and error is over. That's like when the new Xbox and PlayStations come out and the iPhones, you know how they go through all
the bugs out
and all the glitches and everything. Yeah, we're going to get all that. Yeah, y'all go ahead, and I'll catch y'all next year. So, yeah, that will be, you know.
Yeah.
So, on to our good brother. I don't think it's ever been a week since we started this podcast last year in January that we have not talked about our good, good brother, Meek Mill. I think I'm going to sit back and let you discuss it from a male and DJ perspective. I mean, I'm going to chime in. I'm here. But I just want to hear your opinion. Of course, you're going to hear mine too. But I just want, what do you want to start with?
Well, I mean, we can start with the Kobe line and his record with Lil Baby.
Okay.
I have mixed reviews. Because in this particular situation, the record wasn't released. It was leaked, and you don't necessarily know the intention on if it was meant to put out, if that was the rough draft, because being in the music industry and knowing how music is recorded, there's plenty of different types of a song before it gets released. So it seems like just in this particular instance, I understand that Kobe's passing was tragic. Mm-hmm. Rap is about wordplay. And okay. If you really think about it, worse things have been said and worse things have been like pretty much passed over.
So this is true.
In this particular instance, I don't necessarily, he said it with malice. I thought he thought it was a clever bar.
Right.
I know people personally who I've had this discussion with, and they're like, well, you know, he shouldn't have said it. You know, nobody in his camp said anything. And I'm just like, I feel like society as a whole is super sensitive. Like, there's really nothing you can do, like, as an artist expressing your art and people not take offense. People will somehow find a way to be offended by anything. Now, I knew the damage that this would cause. I knew that as soon as it got out, it was going to be a couple people that pointed it out. Then it was going to make the blogs. And then eventually it would get to Vanessa.
It was going to get to the family. Exactly. Right. I feel the same way. I agree. I agree to an extent. I also feel that as a rapper, I'm not a rapper. I've never spit a bar a day in my life. So I don't, you know, nor do I write. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like from a listening standpoint, a consumer, a fan, you know, I think it was insensitive. It was too soon.
Mm-hmm.
We just lost him a year ago.
Right.
The family is still grieving. The way he said it to me, I think it was kind of trashy in a way where I don't feel like it was like a hot ass bar where he said something and it was like, damn, he killed that. Yo, shout out to Kobe, rest in peace. It was, now, if you mentioning him in that type of scent, had he rhymed it with GOAT or legend or something similar, I think the chopper thing was a little too far. I think he went too far with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I see where he was trying to go. I see his intent. Do I think it was malicious? Do I think that he said it to be insensitive or to disrespect Kobe's, you know, him or the family, Gigi, anybody? No, of course. But again, I feel like nobody caught that to say, like, damn, I don't know, Meek. That may not be it.
Right.
And that's just me. Again, like I said, I really don't. I'm not a rapper. I don't know how the wordplay goes and this, that, and the third. But I know a hotline when I hear it. And I know some shit where you like, ooh, I don't know. He might have shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just where I'm at with it.
Right. I mean, I completely agree with you 100%. It was something that was leaked. He never released it. He said he apologized to her in private. And,
So it's not a song that's coming out. No. It's not a song that, okay, so they mm-hmm. were making it seem like this is going to be his next single mm-mm. with him, the little baby.
Mm-mm.
And so when did he make the track?
Who knows?
Artists... Oh, see, this is the thing. See, now this is where I'm glad you brought that to my attention because I'm like, ain't no way I'm bumping that. I ain't listening to that. Like, you know.
Right.
So, all right, I get it. So, yeah, so somebody was trying to sabotage my boy pretty much.
Well, somebody had a hold of the record. I mean, that's why he's just like, if you pay attention to Meek, he's very calculated in what he does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but at
mm-hmm.
the same time, when he like sometimes get into his like feelings and express how he feels like through Twitter or Instagram or whatever the case is, it seems like he goes through a lot of like always watching his back, like paranoia. So it's just mm-hmm. like for somebody mm-hmm. in your camp, when you're recording something, there's only a couple people that know you recorded it. The people that were in the studio with you, the engineer is the person who pretty much records the track, edits the track and everything like that. So right. who had access
so
to the track?
So who do you think leaked? Yeah, that's just the right. thing. All right. So, I mean, I get it now, but I thought this was like about to be the hottest single of the summer.
Nah,
and it's like,
it.
Oh, come on. Like, no, we can't do that. Like, you know, then it's like, oh, he disrespected Kobe and he ain't from Philly and we ain't claim him and canceled Meek. And it's like, you know, everybody's so sensitive.
Right. They quick to jump the gun. But at the same time, as soon as he throw a concert in Philly, Wells Fargo, whatever the case is, they're
the first ones.
As soon as he out here giving out $100,000 of Christmas toys, coats, drive, whatever,
turkeys,
whatever. So it's just like people are so wishy-washy.
So wait a minute. It's like the baby. Did you see the baby made us? What did he say about the girl JoJo Siwa?
I don't know who that is. Is that something with kids?
Wait, okay, yeah, JoJo Siwa, she was a child star on Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm.
She started out as, you know, a little dancer on there, and then she just became like a little internet sensation where kind of sort of, I want to say like a Punky Brewster back in our day, you know, like,
okay,
and she has like, you know, her own little YouTube channel, and she sells, you know, ribbons and bows and book bags and, you know, colorful attire, just like things, you know, for mm-hmm. like little girls. And yeah, so her audience is like toddlers and young adults and preteens. Oh, well. But she's actually a little older, and yeah, so I really didn't pay it. So what exactly did he say?
So I don't know exactly what he said. All I know is that people took it in their own interpretation within the mm-hmm. within the four bars of what he said. Bitch was in it.
Okay. Okay.
So people just automatically was like, "Oh, he coming."
Then he calls her a bitch, right?
Right. So it's just like he stated when he replied. He said that's not the case at all. He says his daughter mm-hmm. loves the person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's a big fan of CY and all the other stuff. But once again, it's not about the intent of however it was written from the artist. It's however it's perceived by the audience.
It's perceived, exactly. And that's what I think that we're missing here. That's the point that I think that we're missing, that people are not really, when they're recording these songs, they're not, again, between an engineer, the homie, whoever was in the session smoking weed, and whoever was in there at that time, nobody caught that to say, well, maybe they didn't know who JoJo Siwa was or whatever. But again, you got to be mindful. We're talking about somebody's child, and you're using her name. And this ain't like the Kanye West. It's funny because I literally just seen... remember, well, Kanye West kind of offended a couple people, but remember the Taylor, what's the girl?
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that, you know what he said about her in the song, and that was very offensive. But again, you know, she's an adult. She's not a child. She's mm-hmm. not, you know, it's not like she's dead. It's not like, you know. Then I seen that they played a reaction of Ray J when, you know, the song where Kanye says that, you know, like they would be friends if they wasn't in love with the same bitch,
mm-hmm.
you know, something, I'm rich or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. And they played like Ray J's reaction, and Ray J was like, oh, wow, he said that? Oh, dang, I never knew. Like, Ray J, first of all, you knew he said that. I'm sure you heard the song. Like, the album came out how many years ago? Like, you know what he's like. Come on. Like, you don't play it. But, I mean, I like the way he brushed it off or whatever. But, I mean,
it's proper media like, training.
Right. And in this situation, I get it. You know, he's an adult. Ray J, it was a shot. Ray J made a disrespectful song about his wife, saying he hit her first. So that was his clapback. So in that situation, you know, it's all in R&B, rap, hip hop, whatever, however you want to call it. But when you're talking about a child, you're talking about someone that died, you know, it's just,
man, this,
to me, it's tasteless.
Man, if you give the audience enough time, they will look up anything on you, bring it up, and just try to destroy
you. I mean, and that's true too. That's like your tweets and posts mm-hmm. and things that you said. And, you know, you got to be really mindful because you can blow up and become famous today or tomorrow. And somebody's going to bring up some shit that mm-hmm. you said, and they're going to use it against you. And that's cool too. But I mean, we're talking about some shit that you said 10 years ago versus you just came out with 5 minutes ago. Like, now you're going to be held accountable. Right. Didn't he get enough from Dani Leigh with the shit, the bullshit she just pulled? Like, her career is over before it really started, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know how she's going to get back from that. She done got dumped and everything from that shit.
What these labels do, anytime it's something catastrophic to the artist's career, they mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, they assign them a PR agent. They just tell them to lay mm-hmm. low for about mm-hmm. a couple months. And then they do a new rollout.
Why doesn't Meek have a PR?
Why do you think Meek don't have a PR?
Because he's a nigga.
Not necessarily that, but Meek seems like he's nah, I don't want that. But Meek, we got somebody. Nah, I run my own accounts.
So do you think Jay-Z has a PR? Do you think that, like, who do you think can
sway him to be? Jay-Z's PR is Beyonce. You like, I mean, just like as an older woman, you know that an older man at a certain point in his life runs everything by his wife before it gets out, because she's like, you're not going to embarrass me, you're not going to embarrass this household. Sure. So it's just like, I mean, I don't think it's like when it comes to like, I feel like Jay-Z is, you know, he's well aware of what is sensitive, and he thinks like that. Meek, not necessarily.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that Meek can't get there. Because if you really think about it, Meek had an etiquette class a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he was actually like less knowledgeable than he is today. So, I mean, he's just a work in progress. It's just the fact that everybody in the world has an opinion. Everybody throws stones. They try to see a demise. And it's just like, you just have to walk on glass. But Meek said it doesn't bother him. He said it fuels him. He's a different breed. So only time will tell, because it's been...
Right.
We're going on... This is year 3 since he released music.
Okay. So, I mean, he said album on the way. So we waiting on that. So put your energy into that, Meek. Meek, if you listening, put your energy into that. That's what we want to see. And we don't want to see nothing about no Kobe. We don't want you dissing Nicki. We don't want you none of that shit. We want you to focus on dreams and nightmares and all that old other kind of shit. That's what we want to hear.
Not dreams and nightmares.
I mean,
I'm tired. I mean, that's the Philadelphia anthem.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, of course, we're not saying that, but we mean that that's the energy that he had when he made that song.
Right.
The impact that he had on the culture when that song was, you know, created and released. That's the Meek we want. We want the Meek that is all about the bars and making the bangers. That's what we want. That's what we want to be known for. You know, we don't want the bullshit associated with Philly. We got enough bullshit.
That's a fact. What record do you feel is bigger? Freeway, What We Do Is Wrong, or
I'm
Dreams
glad
and Nightmares?
You brought that up because I seen that and I wanted to
being from both eras.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's hard. I mean, honestly, I would kind of say Freeway. I'm a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I love them both, but
I feel like
it's just like, to me, Freeway, like my era,
mm-hmm.
that's, I would say Freeway. But again, Dreams and Nightmares is kind of hard because you play that in a, it's like you play, you know, Freeway, if depending on where you are, you're going to get certain reactions. But you mm-hmm. play Dreams and Nightmares, you could be in fucking Punta Cana and motherfuckers is gonna go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really one of those questions that is kind of hard, where it's like, you, I can't really pick, but I would say for me, like, you know, Freeway, but then like I said, Dreams and Nightmares, that's like something that is gonna always be considered as a classic. I don't think Freeway song is considered as a classic, but I just think it depends on what do you do. You not agree?
No, not necessarily the classic part, but I mean, I definitely agree that it's a classic because of who's on the song. Is Freeway, Beanie, and Jay. But for me, I associate those two songs at two different times. I associate What We Do Is Wrong is 2001. Allen Iverson's on the Sixers. All-Star Weekend, like Philadelphia All-Star was on fire weekend, at
me,
that time.
Me with my jersey dress on,
all, like, my Philadelphia airbrush was shirt. On fire in 2001.
Right. Yeah.
And then I associate Dreams and Nightmares. It came out 2012, but I associated like Made in America. Like when Meek was on stage and Made in America. I mean, it's different.
And Powerhouse, like, you
exactly.
know,
like that type of shit. So
that's well put. So again, so we're really not choosing here.
I don't want to choose. I said we let the people choose. Put a poll on the
I'm gonna put that up.
Billy Joel podcast.
I'm gonna put that up and see what people think. I mean, and that you know, it's funny. It shows our audience is mainly our. We have a lot of millennials as our audience. I would say more so Generation Z millennial, but I think more millennials listen than Generation Z. So we're gonna see.
I'm very interested in seeing that. And before you vote, people, listen to each song and then vote. Don't just do it off experience and don't say, well, I don't like Meek right now and all this other stuff. No, take all that stuff out of the way. Judge the songs for the songs. Listen to the songs and then vote. And then we'll see.
So what do you think, since we're still on, we're not going to spend too much time, but I just wanted to bring it up because it's in headlines. As far as the 6ix9ine situation now, we're not going to really talk about the situation that, I mean, you know, what occurred, but it has to be brought up. Where me came out of the club and 6ix9ine was outside with the, you know, trying to record him and like he was trying to like confront him, knowing that first of all, you are an informant. Nobody's touching you. Nobody's going to jail. You know, do you think I'm going to really put myself in a position where I'm going to put my hands on you while you're recording in front of all of these witnesses and put myself in a compromising position? I feel like Meek handled it the right way. Then, you know, he put him in a song. 6ix9ine put him like in a song or something.
Yeah, he recorded the video and then he put that video in an actual music video.
Okay. And then Meek sent him like a cease and desist and he's
Meek didn't send it. His office sent
his
it.
Office sent it.
Right. Yeah. So they just pretty much sent a cease and desist to take him out of the video. But 9 times out of 10, he won't. And then that'll go to a lawsuit. But from 6ix9ine's perspective, gangsters don't do law and all this other stuff with lawyers, blah, blah, blah.
How? When you read it.
Right. So, I mean, there's, once again, there's both sides to that. I really don't care. As far as the whole 6ix9ine thing, if you really don't want to, if you really want to kill somebody's career, kill their existence. Ignore them.
Ignore them, yeah. I mean, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are ignoring him. I don't really like to talk about him too much, but I do see that he's out here trying to create so much because he wants that attention and he wants people to pay. He's such a pick me, pay me some attention.
The numbers are going down.
Yeah.
It may not look like it, but the numbers are going down. I pay attention to other stuff because not necessarily because I have to, but just because I'm interested in shit like this.
Yeah, you're in that. Yeah, that's your lane.
So it's just like the numbers are going down. So it's
right.
It'll be a while. And if anybody knows how the music industry works, he got a $10 million advance when he got out. And he's spending $1 million on chains, all this security, all this other stuff. He has to recoup that money somehow or he's never going to get out his deal. But I don't count people's pockets, but that's just the music business, period. Yeah. So I mean,
so what do you think about, since we're going to get back to Jay-Z, we were on Jay-Z, but then we went back to Meek.
Hell of
we
a back move. On Jay-Z. Hell of a move.
So tell the people what Jay-Z did.
It's all about ownership. Shout out to Jay-Z. He pretty much did a deal with Moët Hennessy. For those who don't know, Moët owns Hennessy and, you know, a plethora of other beverages, you know, and spirits. So he did a deal with Moët Hennessy for 50% of Ace of Spades. So pretty much what that means is, as far as business is concerned, anything that Moët and Hennessy now back Ace of Spades, which means 9 times out of 10, the price for Ace of Spades is going up. Then the distribution for Ace of Spades is going to get, like, they have a bigger market. So they're going to be able to get into more clubs, more places, sponsorships, whatever the case is. You know, Hennessy just signed a deal with the NBA. So they're the official spirit of the NBA. Nas has always been repping Hennessy. So I don't know if he had anything to do with that, but I feel like it's a great move. It's more money for Jay-Z. And it's a great business move. And he still keeps 50%. So he still has a say-so. He still gets money, all residual. And he's got equity in it. And he's just making moves. So that was a really, really surprising move because he has, you know, he has Doucet.
Right.
So the fact that
have you ever tasted Douce? I've never tasted it before.
Very smooth. Very, very smooth.
Okay, I'm not really big on brown liquor, but I've never tasted it.
Yeah, they come in two different sizes. It's like, well, not sizes, but they come in two different kinds. So they have the regular Douce bottle, which averages anywhere from like $45 to $60, depending on where you get it from. And then they have a black bottle. And the black bottle is the same thing, but it's like more aged. And I think that bottle's like maybe $200, $250.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what's up, Jay-Z. Shout out to Jay-Z making moves out here. I'm happy to see how far he's come. And, you know, that's my favorite rapper. Like, nothing him and his wife does, you know.
Yeah, JB killing.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's showing him how to do it. Speaking of, since we in New York, Bobby Shmurda was released from prison.
I really want to play his song right now, but, copyright issues.
Copyright issues and all of that. But, I mean...
he's home.
Shout out to Bobby Shmurda. I'm looking forward. The summer is going to be on fire. I'm happy that he's home. What, he did 6 years?
6 years, yep.
He did 6 years, so his friend wouldn't do 12? Is that what
Yeah, so Rowdy, they said Rowdy gets 12 and Bobby got 7. So Bobby said, I'll take a plea deal if he gets less time.
Mm.
So then he was like, all right, we'll give Rowdy 7 and we'll give you 7. And Rowdy got released on early good behavior, I think. And then Bobby got released. Bobby just got released.
Okay.
Yep, so he came home today.
That's how you look out for your folks.
Yep, Quavo picked him up on a private jet.
On a private jet, I seen it.
He gave him a Cuban. He got a roll. Like, they laced him as soon as
I see he had a little Bobby Shmurda box or Shmurda kit or whatever that was. I wonder what the fuck was in there. All kinds of weed and good stuff.
Allegedly.
Right. And let's see, Kodak Black got engaged. Did you see that?
Yeah, he got engaged and he put his fiance's name on his neck.
On his neck, and she got his name on her fucking face in red. Like, are you serious?
It's just a lot. You have to understand that these are kids. They're young.
She's 19 with a son.
I didn't know she was 19 because she damn sure don't look 19. She looked like 27.
She don't look 19 at all. But she keeps saying that she's 19. And then I've seen people like posting like, oh, you know, she been getting money. This is in it there. But it's like, okay, she getting money how? Like, as the age of 19. Shit, when I was 19, I was just trying to get out my mom's apartment. I was going to community college. I had a child too. A son or whatever.
But there was no OnlyFans.
Oh, so you think that's what she does?
I mean, no. I'm not going to say that. Allegedly.
No, We don't know. Again, I'm not hating on nobody out here getting a bag. Female, male, whatever. As long as it works for you. As long as it keeps you happy. And, you know, you're not robbing and stealing and taking away from me and my loved ones. There you go. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, I mean, just get it how you live. We'll figure out what you do once the headlines hit. We'll see if the relationship lasts over time, and hopefully people are actually doing it for the right reasons. You never want to get married for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, because I mean, it did look like she was with a guy around Valentine's Day. He showed that he had a yacht for her or a boat, and he was taking her out, and she was with Kodak. And I mean, she alleged that he was physically abusing her and whatever. So it's like, okay, it's weird that you were with him and then as soon as Kodak come out, now you're not with him, and it's just like, now you're saying all these things about him because he's in a, you know, headlines basically saying that she left him for Kodak. But it's like, I mean, however the case may go, like, if she wants to be where she is, bruh, just let her go. And hopefully it works out. If it don't, maybe she'll be back. Who knows? But I just hope that she's not using those, you know, alleging that he was abusing her to make herself look like the better person, you know, because domestic violence is really not something to play with. And for you to be putting that on that man, I hope that really ain't happened to her. But again, we don't know. So I'm wishing Kodak Black and his 19-year-old alleged fiance nothing but the best of luck.
You don't gotta say the age like that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Right.
Congrats are in order for Neo, who is expecting his third child by his wife, Crystal. I see. Recently, during the pandemic, in the beginning of the pandemic, they were talking divorce. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they were able to work out their differences and, you know, be together because, you know, Black love and, you know, I love to see families work things out. And I don't, you know, single moms raising, and she has two boys by him and this third child she just announced. Neo does have two children prior from Monyetta Shaw, which was his ex-girlfriend or his ex-fiance, which they were never married. Mm. But a lot of people and the fans are really upset, and I've seen in the blogs that they are
about
like,
what?
They are upset because allegedly when Neo was with Monyetta, after he had his daughter and son, he had her get her tubes tied. Now, it's alleged that he had her do it, which I get. Now, supposedly, once he got his daughter and his son, I guess they call it a rich man's family.
Mm-hmm.
He was engaged to her, from what I hear, and I guess he was saying that he didn't want any more children, nor did he want her to have any more. So she went ahead and got her tubes tied. I've heard mm-hmm. them say this on a TV show that she was on, and she did agree that he made her get her tubes tied. Again, I don't know. I can't say how true it is. It's all alleged because he's denying it. How can a male
make I was just a female about to ask
do
you
something
that.
With their body? So it's kind of like one of those things that you really can't. But yeah. I guess, if you're with somebody, y'all weren't even married. So if I'm married to you, why can't he get a vasectomy? If he didn't want any more children, he could have just gotten a vasectomy. Why did you have to? Or if anything, y'all could have got it together if that was the case.
Is that process reversible?
It is reversible. It is reversible to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that if you get them tied, but I guess if you get them burnt and clipped, I don't know if they, and you know, according to my mom, she says all the time, because I got my tubes tied, burnt and clipped. I don't know if that's some shit she made up, but she say it all the time. Like, in other words, like, you ain't getting no more motherfucking brothers and sisters. Like, this is just it. It's just you and him. Y'all better work it the fuck out. So that's that. Now, as far as Monyetta's concerned, she did get her tubes tied. And I mean, now she, you know, she stressed and cried. And I seen that episode where she basically was basically, you know, just like mourning and saying how she was hurt. And then he went and met Crystal, this Instagram chick.
Wait, is this current?
What do you mean?
Like, was his ex crying, like, currently?
This was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
On one of those shows, oh, wow. Hollywood Exes or something.
Oh, okay.
One of those shows I seen, and it was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, now they're good. And like I said on the blogs, when people were like going in, like, oh, he made his ex wife, and this is what the comments said.
The comments is the devil.
It's the comments for me. It's always the comments because. Like, it's, you know, people, some of the facts are right. I mean, are false. It's just a lot. So being a celebrity, it has to be hard to see this shit every day. And people swear they know your life. And people just make comments and just make up shit and just, you know, can't. But it's like when you live that life, you have to be prepared for. You have to have tough, thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I was trying to say, Crystal made a comment saying, like, I'm his first wife. He wasn't married to her. She's basically saying, like, you know, Monyetta's fine now. She's moved on. She's gotten past it. You know, and I do see that they have progressed. They do have, like, little parties together, and I see them all in pictures together. So they seem to be in a happy space, and who's to say that this could be triggering for Monyetta? You know, because if that was the case and we were together and you said you didn't want to have any more children, and then I went ahead and got my tubes tied for you, and then you up and leave me and go and marry another female and have now one, two, but three other children. So that's kind of like, but again, to me, I would be like, okay, I dodged the bullet.
But you know, she didn't have any kids.
Who?
His new wife, right?
When he met her, no, she did not.
Right. So it's just like, even though he said he didn't want kids, suppose he got with her and then she was like, I want kids.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. But I guess the Manetta was under the impression that they were going to be married and be together. So it wasn't about the next bitch you meet. It's about what what we have. So it's like, we have two children together. We're going to raise these children together. We're going to be together. Then you up and leave me and go find somebody that doesn't have children. Then you give her three children after you told me you didn't want no more children. So to me, that's like a sensitive subject as a woman. And I just hope that, things are good with them. And I wish them nothing but, blessings and whatever. Crystal can be a little firecracker. And but I don't know. I think that that's a real fucked up situation from a female's perspective. I know how I would feel if I was on both sides, because Crystal's like, look, this ain't had nothing to do with me. Whatever agreement, whatever they had nothing to do with me. I get where she's coming from. And then my dad is like, oh, this bitch then came along and, so whatever, like I said, nothing but luck, love, happy baby. And congrats are in order for Prince Ooh. Harry.
That's Harry. That nigga ain't no prince no more. That's it.
Well, that nigga's just Harry.
Harry, yeah. Because
they gave up all their rights.
Do you know how good that got to be for you to give up your royalness?
How good the good got to be?
That's ridiculous, bro. I ain't never been in a situation where I don't want, if I'm a prince, I don't want to be a prince no more.
Yeah, Megan put that shit on him because let me tell you, he said, fuck you, these horses, this castle, these princely robes, all this shit.
Everything. He eating food with seasoning now.
Listen, he eating collard greens, sweet potato pie, neck bones.
Wow.
Listen.
I know, but his parents is pissed.
But, his father, because his mother's no longer here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Princess Diana?
Oh, I didn't know that that was her son. I don't pay attention to none of that stuff.
That's Princess Diana's son. Yes.
Man. They're going to come after us, but the government killed her. But I don't want to talk about it.
We're not going to allegedly. but I will say that what I think that the queen had a lot to do with that. She's racist, old, mean bitch why is it that them people live so fucking long? So long, okay? Yeah. And it's so unfortunate.
Like that, Trump.
Oh my gosh. I did read that they made her give up her rights. They made her give up her rights, like, for her child. Like she had to not give up her rights. Let me not word this the wrong way. She took her name off of her son Archie's birth certificate. I read this a couple weeks ago. It's not really fresh, though. I can't really make too many comments on it because I don't really remember. But I do know that it was a lot of shit going on where they were saying, like, she had to remove her name off of her son's fucking birth certificate.
You know, it was going down in that bedroom.
I can only imagine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. Like, yeah. So, but again,
he was like, what you want me to do? I'll fuck all this shit.
Listen, right. So, him, listen, love wins. City Girls is up again. Got another point. And that's that. So, that's congrats on them with their second child. I hope it's a girl.
Oh, man.
And I hope she names her Tamika. Moving right along.
Not Tamika. Hey, for the record, it's nothing wrong with people out there named Tamika.
No, it's nothing wrong with the name Tamika. I'm just being smart because that's going to, like, they're going to be, what the fuck is it? Yeah. I'll take Tiffany too. So, what's going on with Boosie and him making these comments about
just a hood nigga with an opinion. That's all.
But it's an opinion that we didn't ask for. Who the fuck keeps... Like, for one, Boosie's so fucking ignorant. And...
Did you know that nigga? He, like... He young. He, like, 33, 34. Like, Bootsy young.
That nigga look old as shit.
He do look like he 50. He
went to school with my older sister. And I don't even have an older sister. But he looked like he went to school with her.
Bootsy do look old.
He does. He looked like he had a hard life. And I just feel that I want him to leave Lori and Michael B. And the crazy thing about that is I've heard so many people, like, for one, Lori is so fucking unbothered. One thing about her, you're never going to see her clap back. She's not making videos. She's not posting on her, you know, adding nobody. She's not arguing back and forth. She's doing the fuck her. So I tell you one thing, Marjorie and Steve trained her well. Get your bag, get your man, get whatever it is you want, and go about your fucking business.
That's like, Marjorie.
Don't fucking react.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do none of that shit, because that's the worst thing you can do is react. So
Marjorie, Marjorie really the one. Like, you know her history?
Yeah, I know her history.
She the one.
I mean that, and that's why I said she was raised well. She was taught well. So, I mean, in that sense, I forgot that Lori had a brother. And he spoke out recently, like, saying, like, stop fucking commenting on my sister. You know, y'all don't know her. Da, 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 da. And supposedly her brother is her cousin because Marjorie had kids by cousins or brothers or something like that. Yeah, so you said, do I know her history? What history you know?
I mean, I ain't know she was fucking brothers.
I don't know. They're either brothers or cousins. Don't quote me. We got to get the research team. Make sure you put that down and
Jesus Christ.
Them looking through that. So yeah, it's either the brothers. They were either brothers or cousins.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah. So she supposedly had children by them, and then I know her ex-husband or one of their fathers was recently released from prison a couple years ago, and he was supposed to be writing a tell-all book. Now, I don't know if they went ahead and paid him off, and he
of course.
Just,
I'm you ain't sure seen no book come out.
Gave him a exactly. I'm sure they paid him off and sent him on his way, or whatever. Yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up. Hickle the school.
Steve got that money. That,
yeah, like, he got that Family Feud. He got that Think Like a Man. He got that Steve Harvey. Whatever. He his money long.
Yeah,
he got so that money. So was his money. Mustache and them teeth. But yeah, leave Lori Harvey alone, because they now we're saying like. Yo, everybody always got something to say about Lori.
Cause she got a different nigga every 3 months.
I mean, okay, but we only speculating that we don't know if she's fucking him.
I didn't say anything about fucking. I just said she got a different nigga.
Only because she's in the public eye. Elizabeth Taylor did it. You know, Diana, like so many females back in the day did it. J-Lo did it. Like, there were so many women that did it. Leave our queen alone, because she decides to date around till she gets to the point where she's content with who she want to be with. And even though I still don't buy into this fucking whole Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey.
That's his turtle.
Story, allegedly. I don't believe it. But again, hey, that if she like it, I love it. And like I said, we don't know if he ever sniffed it, smelt it. You know, any of that. We don't know.
That's Michael B. Jordan. That is Michael B. Jordan. Do you think Michael B. Jordan ain't
Michael B. Jordan? First of all, Michael B. Jordan like whitefish anyway. So that's there's that.
Not now.
There's that. I think this is just damage control. I think she's just like the 2021, 2020 Black China that's just dating these men just for status, just to get there, you know, so people won't think, oh, he's gay, or oh, he's this, or oh, he's that. So that's what like I said, it's a Hollywood ship. That's what I get. I don't think that it's real.
What's it going to take for you to believe a sex tape?
A baby, marriage proposal.
Right, yeah, a baby. You know,
those type of things. I mean, I think she'll be on to the next within it. Did we bet on how long?
Yeah, you bet. I think you said March, April.
All right, I might say June now.
You're going to double back.
I'm going to say June now. We're going to scratch that and we're going to say June.
Nigga, rented out a whole goddamn aquarium.
So she may or may not. I mean, we don't know. I mean, she right now is, you know. But yeah, like, and they were like, oh, we never even heard her talk. I actually have heard her talk before. She was on Private Talk podcast. I think it's like Pretty Little Things. She did like a Pretty Little Thing podcast, and mm-hmm. she gave a whole interview, and this was like a year or two ago, and I was like amazed to hear her little voice. It's like, oh my god, like she can talk, like, you know.
Now she
I mean, we knew she can, but it was like, because we never seen her interviewed or never seen her talk or speak or, you know, never really seen her do anything other than take pictures and be beautiful. So yeah, there's that.
It's all Meek's fault. Ever since Meek mentioned her, it was Meek mentioned her, then it was Trey Songz, then it was Future. It's crazy.
He brought so much attention. So this weekend, Floyd had a birthday. Oh, no. Let me double back real quick. Did you see that Chloe from Chloe Haley that she's dating?
Oh, yeah, the soccer player.
Yeah, which is Lori's ex.
Oh, shit. For real?
Yeah, that's Lori's ex. She that had Lori. This is before the Trey Songz. I think she went from him to Trey Songz.
This is a lot.
That was like her boyfriend. They were together for a minute. I think they were engaged. And that was like her. And I guess, you know, she got something happened where she got wound up with Trey. And then
he got a rock. Like, he got a roster, don't he? His first two is Lori Harvey, and now you with Chloe.
Oh yeah. Well, hey.
That's a little roster right there.
I mean, he's doing good for himself. So we're going to look into that. So yeah, Chloe, you know, she out here being her sexy self and flourishing and doing her thing. So shout out
and
to them.
And then her sister trying to get some ass. I think she was like doing like squats or something. She was doing something.
Yeah, she like, she my sister getting all the attention.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, Ariel. Now, so Floyd celebrated his birthday this weekend. And
No mask in sight.
Well, they were in Miami, and that's the thing. Like, it's wide open.
I mean, do we even care at this point? Like, should we just do events in person now? Like, do we really care?
I do.
I'm not understanding.
I care about being places without people that have masks on, and that's why for me... that's why I try not to go places that don't require or places that I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be compromised.
Right.
So yeah, for me, if I'm not going nowhere and I'm not going into nobody's establishment or nobody's place where I'm uncomfortable, you know, no, I'm going to have my mask on even if I'm not. But at the same time, my mask is protecting you. You not having a mask is not protecting me. So that's right. Why I really choose not to put myself in those positions. But I did see he had his daughter with him, Yaya Mayweather, that had the baby. And the thing that concerned me is that they were on like a boat or yacht or something, and she was on with the baby bouncing up and down. It was windy as hell. You can hear the wind whipping, and you have a newborn that's like 2.5 months old just turning up. Now, come on. Like, as a mother, and again, I'm no celebrity. I don't have the luxury of doing certain things, so I can't necessarily say what I would not do if I were her. But common sense, like, where's the nanny? Look, I'm looking at this Tiger Woods car crash.
Oh, they showed the car?
Yeah, they're showing a car on Fox, and they keep showing it, and I keep peeking up at it as we're talking. And
is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad.
Like how did he live that bad?
Yeah. Like, who the fuck came out of that bad? And I kept looking up at it, and then I'm like, oh, this is Tiger's car. Yeah. So this is really not this is not good at all.
Oh yeah, let me see it. Oh yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah, it's on the side.
Yeah, so yeah, so, you know, it's just crazy. I feel like, I know she's going through a lot, and I kind of feel that the situation with her having that baby, going through whatever she's going through with her court case and stuff like that, postpartum depression is real. I know firsthand. I had this shit with my first son, so I know what it's like being young like that, because I was a little younger than her when I had my first son. Of course, I didn't have a rich father, or I didn't have boats or nannies and all that other shit, but it was like, I know what it's like going through, you know, changes with your body and being so young, and, you know, just feeling like, you know, your life is either over or you got so much shit going on in your head. So it was like, for her, maybe she wanted to turn up with her father for that weekend, But I feel like that baby should have had her mother and father was both there, because I mean, mm-hmm. Floyd always got all his chicks lined up, whether it's his exes and his baby mom, and you know, they all know they play. So it's
when
like,
you can afford it, you could do it.
I mean, hey, so you know, I just feel like, yeah. If you're listening, baby girl, take a seat, you know, like think about your newborn, and there's going to be plenty of time to turn up with your friends. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure y'all live in Vegas. There's nothing that you can't do on that estate that you couldn't, you know, you didn't have to go to Miami for that. You know, I mean, the boat maybe, yeah, but you could have had a gathering and had your friends come over and turn up and, you know, have a party and this pace, you know, get somebody that's reputable that you trust to come and help you care for that baby. And I know that your parents are being very supportive, because I see Floyd all over the internet holding that baby and loving on that baby.
Bought the baby a Rolex. Why?
He bought the baby a Rolex. Yes,
why?
He did.
Why?
I mean, because I guess they probably just took the links out, and then as he get older, he'll have it. I mean, that's what happens when you have that type of money. But I mean, I really don't care about the Rolex. I care about the health of, you know, and the wealth of that baby. Mm-hmm. And not to say that the baby was in any danger, that, oh, but again, it's a virus. It's a whole pandemonium, okay?
It's a whole panoramic out here.
It's a whole panini out here.
And they out here being disrespectful.
And you out here turning up with this baby wrapped up in a blanket with 20, 30 other people, just like, come on, baby. Like, come on. Like the baby probably hasn't even had his 6-week shots yet, and you're out here turning up with him. Like, there's gonna be plenty of time for you to do that with that baby. So just take your time, because the last thing we want is, you know, ain't nothing like being in the emergency room, or they probably won't go to the emergency room. I'm sure they'll have a team of doctors come to them in that type of situation. But like, just, I just pray that everything, you know, that she gets it together. And being a young mom is not easy, but you have to turn down sometime, because that baby is the most important thing right now. So I'm sure your dad wouldn't have mind you sitting this one out, and you and your friends could have just stayed back at the estate, skated, because I'd be seeing him skating through his house and shit. Y'all could have did all that at the house and been fine. So that was a mouthful. What we got next? Are we going to get into
Lionel Richie old ass?
Lionel Richie with his sugar baby. So Lionel Richie is what, 71 years
71.
Old? 71. He has a 30-year-old girlfriend.
Yep.
I mean, it's so funny, because I seen Tamar like, oh my God, I wish I would have known he was single. Bye, Tamar. You are too old for him.
Tamar, wow. We good.
Tamar trying to get in where she fit in.
Nah, we'll pass. We good. Don't you got that husband? Are they divorced? Or?
Well, they are separated. I don't think the divorce is final, but I know that they are separated. Yeah.
Nah, we good.
Yeah, we good.
The young stuff. Keep you going.
Right. Now, really quickly, I just want to touch on this young mother, Shayna Bell, who was arrested on 2 misdemeanor charges from child endangerment or whatever the cases were. Did you hear about that?
No. Was she get arrested for?
She got arrested for child endangerment. Now, she was, how old was she? Early 20s, something like that. She has 3 small children, and she works at a local Little Caesars. And she has 3 small children, and apparently she went to work and left her children. Her oldest child was 10, and they range from like 10 to 2, and she left them in the Motel 6 is where she was staying. Apparently she didn't have nowhere to stay. You know, she was doing what she had to do to make ends meet, to provide a roof over her children's head, and to make sure that they were fed and taken care of. So it appears she went to work and her kid's father called police on her, which I feel like you are a bitch ass nigga, because why the fuck are you
here we go.
Go get the kids. Go get your motherfucking kids. Why are you calling the cops? if right. apparently I need a babysitter. Why aren't you watching your fucking kids? Now, I don't know if one or all three or how many belong to him, but in a situation where you see that I'm working, why the fuck are you calling the cops on me trying to get me locked up knowing that I'm doing... So apparently he just seemed bitter because a real man would have just went and got the kids or would have went and sat with them or whatever. You know, so it just seems like it's really an unfortunate situation because it's like you never know what people are going through. Mm. And it's like, damn, she needed resources and she needed help. She needed a village. She didn't need jail time. Like, that's really
she going to jail.
So, I mean, she got locked. It's two misdemeanor charges.
Oh, yeah, it's not that bad.
She spent the night in jail.
Okay.
And then, you know, they started like plastering the story all over. And I did see a couple of celebrities said that they were donating. I know QC from, P from QC.
Mm-hmm.
He donated $10,000 of his money. He's like, my mom had to do that shit too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that sounds like a regular black woman story.
Exactly. A lot of us were left in the house while mom.
Hell was, yeah. You know? Don't answer the door.
Don't answer the phone.
Don't answer the phone unless you hear my name on the answer machine.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's normal, yeah. Isn't it?
I mean, not for it's not normal, but it happens.
I could have sent my mom to jail. Ain't that some shit?
I mean, yeah, and she knew. That's why she said, "Don't answer the door. Don't answer the phone. Don't you fucking bring your ass outside." And remember, we like the kids would be knocking on the door. We'd be in the middle like, "We can't come out. My mom not home."
Right.
You know. So yeah, we've been through that. So, I did see. Shout out to Fee from Gossip of the City. She was posting and getting people to donate and. It appears that she got over $150,000 GoFundMe because everybody donated and they came through for the sister.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So shout out to everybody that donated that made this shit happen because I actually seen an interview, a post interview that she posted. I mean, that she made and she, you know, with her local news station, she just was like, you know, thank you. She seems really young. She's only like, I think she was like 20 or something like that. Well. She looks like a baby. She's just like, but she's definitely not 20 with a 10-year-old. But
yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, she was 20 something. Okay. Like she was, but like in her early 20s.
Okay.
You know, she just was like, you know, thank you. I'm going to buy. I'm going to do so many things for my kids with this money. I'm going to buy a house. And she was like, you know, I'm going to take my kids on a Harry Potter cruise. Like you can tell.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you don't got to do all that. Just give them somewhere to live.
Well, I mean, she want to take her kids on a cruise. Maybe they never been on a vacation. Maybe she just works all the time and was never able to do things. So she, you know, she can take her kids on a little Harry Potter.
As long as she take care of home base before she just like, oh yeah, we're going on a cruise as soon as I get out of jail.
Oh no, she said she was going to buy a house. I'm sure she'll probably get, you know, she's going to probably still get a bunch of donations and everything, with that money.
Okay.
And even after that, but this is the type of GoFundMe and media coverage that I like to see, not these dumbass bitches putting glue in their hair
Jesus Christ.
Doing dumb shit trying to get attention and get donations.
You know she was selling hoodies.
Fuck her. I see her doing a whole bunch of shit, and it's like, I mean, I get it. People do it all the time. People scam white people, black people, whoever. Motherfuckers do it all the time. I get it. I'm just not for it. You know, I feel like right now we're in a whole pandemonium, and I don't feel as though people should be out here scamming and trying to get fucking money. We all trying to get the fuck ahead. I'm still waiting on my stimulus.
I'm about to say that. I still ain't get my damn stimulus. What is going on?
How about I had a nerve to get a letter from the IRS today and I had to take a deep breath while I opened the shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So basically, I was able to see why I didn't get my stimulus and I don't understand how or why this happened, but it looks like the IRS used... I switched bank accounts. I had an issue with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
So around the middle of 2019, I actually had them swap my bank account. I have a totally different bank account, but I'm still with Wells Fargo. Because
mm-hmm.
I had where somebody was taking something out of my account. And mm-hmm. I'm like, listen, why can't y'all stop it? So I had to just close my account and reopen a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So they used my tax information from 2019 instead of 2020, which I don't understand why. Because I had the same bank account now that I had in 2020. So what initially happened was obviously sent it to Wells Fargo with that because I was able to track it, and they used the 2019 information, and then they must have bounced it back. So therefore, I don't know where my money is floating. I don't know if I receive a check or if I'm just going to have to claim it on my 2021 taxes, which I plan to do sometime this week. Okay. Oh, that was a lot. Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, I still got the same account. I ain't get shit, so I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, and that's crazy. I don't understand. I don't get it. It's like, we need our money.
Shit is frustrating me, Sleepy Joe. Everything you promised, we ain't getting it yet. What's
yeah,
up?
Like, come on. And first of all, where the fuck is Kamala? I haven't seen her. Where the fuck is Kamala? Did they lock her in the basement? Did they just... Well, I'm confused. Like, where is she? Is she in the west, third, north, south, east wing? Where the fuck is Kamala? Did they send her in the third world country to do some missionary work? Like,
man,
we've been
duped.
Yeah, I feel like they used that girl like it was a... Man, what's going on here? Kamala, if you listening...
We've been duped.
Let me know you are. Right. Tweet me, email me, do something, because I need to know that you good, sis. Like, where are you?
Oh, shit. Icy Park came out. Did you get some? I forgot all about that. That was the 18th. Did it come out?
El Chapo's wife was arrested.
Oh, you ain't get it?
did you hear about that? Yeah, did you hear about that? Fuck no. But you know what? I'm not even going to hold you. I wasn't a real big fan of it. I seen one or two things online that I probably would have, you know, would have right. broken. But it was just like, like, for one, I feel like, I don't know, Beyonce, she's like a season behind. I feel like this shit should have came out.
Oh, shit.
Even though it's snow and all this other shit going on now, but I ain't even gonna lie. Oh, I'm not a real big fan of it, but I would like it.
Oh, man, it's like House of Darion. It's another flop for her.
I don't think it's a flop because I think with it being tied to Adidas and she's definitely marketing, it looks like she had a BBL from what people are saying. Ooh. They were saying that when she posted those pictures of, you know, her ass out.
I mean, Drake got a BBL. A lot of these people getting their body done.
I mean, I can't say if she had a BBL or not. I know she works out a lot. So the fact that y'all want to discredit this woman because she has three children and everybody think that celebrities always have to get take the, you know, the cheater route, a lot of them do, but then again, we've seen how hard Beyonce works.
Hell,
when it
yeah.
comes to her shows and her productions and things like that. So she definitely works out several times a day, and she's a beast when it comes to that. So again, all the dancing and squats and everything that she does, I wouldn't say that I think she did get plastic surgery or some kind of alteration to her body, but if she did, oh, well, that's her motherfucking business, okay?
Right, don't tear down a black woman, not during
don't
Black History
don't
Month.
Don't tear down, not my cousin.
Not during Black History Month, we don't do
We're not going to do that, but we're going to go to El Chapo's wife. Did you see that El Chapo's wife was arrested?
Oh, well, now she in there with her husband, doing dumb shit.
And the crazy thing is like before, when I mean, she had to know that they were going to come for her. So anything that she was doing,
yeah, they was watching you the whole time. The fuck?
Right. So I feel like in that situation, like she should have fell back, but I guess greed and operation had somebody hit
her. In those situations, you can't fall back. You got to keep it going.
Yeah. So, I mean, so there you have it. You know, we got the real queen of the South coming soon. I wish her nothing but the best of luck. I mean, you know, that whole El Chapo shit is crazy. And, you know, I remember when they were trying to like interrogate her and she was like, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. She's a very pretty girl. She seems to be really young. She seems like she's really young compared to how old is El Chapo? He got to be like,
the older you are, the younger they want him. They're way more impressionable. Yeah. They don't demand a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they just be, they be with all the shit. And they keep you young. They keep you young. You know what I mean? You out here listening to all the young artists because you got a little young joint instead of...
But to each his own. Everybody don't like them young.
Well.
Everybody don't like them. But, I mean, you know.
Well.
So, yeah. I mean, before we wrap up our show, we're going to go ahead. I do have my dickhead of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, and I also...
Why is this nigga last name Hush Puppy? Or that's his alias?
I don't know if that's his... I think that's just his...
Oh, yeah, because I can't... Oh, yeah, his... Yeah, I can't pronounce his name. His first name, Ramon, though.
Yeah, so we have the dickhead of the day.
I'm going to get a drop for that.
And it goes to Ray Hush Puppy?
Yeah.
And this motherfucker, okay. So, I just can't with him. So basically, he was formally arrested and before, but now they're coming out with some other shit, basically saying that he is being accused of helping three North Korean computer hackers steal more than $1.3 billion from companies and banks. Okay.
That nigga going to jail, jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Nigerian Instagram star Reem. Okay, so no, that's not his name. Hush Puppy was his, that's his Instagram name.
Yeah.
It's Raymond Olarunwa Abbas.
Okay. I see you with the breakdown. Okay.
I mean, hey, you know, I'm over here with my Nigerian.
Okay.
And, you know, so they're saying that he conspired with North Korean hackers to steal more than $1.3 billion from companies and banks in the U.S. and other countries.
Jesus.
Yeah, so they're saying that one of the hackers might have read it.
Oh.
I mean, of course. And, you know, the thing is, he was, you know, they're saying that he would have got away with it had he not been so flashy on social media.
Dumb
yeah,
nigga.
If you go to his social media page, it's at Hush Puppy, it's HUSHPUPPI. And he has like 2.5 million followers. In his bio, it says he's a real estate developer.
Cat.
And allegedly. But if you, it's like, what the fuck real estate are you developing? Because everything is like Fendi, Louis, Gucci, Hermes, this, none of that. Like, he was out here laying it on them thick.
This nigga Ferrari, got a Bugatti, Jeans. Richard Mille's. What the fuck?
Yes, yes, yes. So he was out here doing a damn thing. And they were, you know, he was low key until he started dealing with certain celebrities and Instagram famous chicks and kind of like, I know they were saying that he was linked to Blac Chyna, and they were showing that he had Blac Chyna like in Dubai and was like blowing a bag on her. So they were just like saying that that right there started getting the authorities' attention. That made him hot, and it was downhill from there. Like, they started watching. And yeah. So you get the dickhead of the day, because had you lay low, got you a regular degular bitch, iced her out, you probably would have been out here a little longer. And unfortunately, you had to go chase something that you wouldn't have normally got. Had you not been hacking and doing all
out of all of Blac Chyna, so, you got Blac. Out of all of them, you could have got. You got Blac Chyna.
Out of all of them, Blac Chyna. I mean, it's probably more, but Blac Chyna was the main, because you know they had a lot of those chicks going back and forth to Dubai.
Yeah, man.
Let me shut up, because when I was in Dubai, everybody was like asking me, like, "Oh shit, you know, no."
Yeah, about to say, yeah, them stories kind of wild. I hear if you go to Dubai.
Yeah, but I was in New York. I was in Dubai for work. Okay, oh, it wasn't that? no goofy shit. I was in Dubai for work. Okay. That's what it was.
That's a funny shit. That's funny.
No.
That's funny. I know people like, what goes on? I'm not saying that. You want to know what goes on in Dubai? Look it up.
Listen, what goes on in Dubai stays in Dubai.
Jesus. Go ahead to your but letter, listen, please.
Right. I'm gonna get into the letter, but real quick. Since it's Black History Month, I want to end Black History Month with I got Roland Ray. He's back. No, this ain't even this is gonna be our Black History Month astrology. Because we have Roland Ray, who I guess this is his new marketing tool since he came out of
he got rushed to the hospital. Is he back out?
Yeah, he's back out now. And he got a new boyfriend and Jesus. Some more shit. So yeah. So what's your sign? Are you a Taurus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I knew that you were a Taurus.
I don't even know what that means. What's that mean?
What a Taurus is?
No, that you knew I was a Taurus. Is that
no,
good?
Because I knew when your birthday
was
near, so I kind of figured that you were a Taurus. I wasn't sure of the exact date, but I knew it was like, you know, your birth. What's your birthday?
May 20th.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, I knew it was like the middle of May or whatever. So, All right. So, what's funny is, like, I'm going to give a Pisces, since we are in Pisces, I want to give the Pisces,
horoscope.
This is his horoscope, yeah, for Pisces. Pisces, this week you've been putting in a lot of extra time when in fact you're going through a lot of personal problems. Even though life is getting better for your home, life isn't. Maybe it's time to finally end a friendship or relationship. And this is for Pisces, according to Roland Ray. Okay, so I'm going to do Virgo since I'm a Virgo, then I'll do Taurus, okay?
All right, bet.
And this is all in fun, guys. Now, this ain't no real shit, but I just thought that this was really funny that this motherfucker, now he going to start doing horoscopes. Now, here's Virgo. Virgo, this week, you could have fucked everybody up because it seems like everyone has been being shady towards you when, in fact, you're always there for everyone. But when important dates come up, people hasn't been returning the same love. This week, you had you thinking a lot. Go ahead. The way he don't have no punctuation and nothing in
here. It's the Hennessy.
It's kind of like,
it's the Hennessy. Go ahead.
I don't drink Hennessy. So, but no, he doesn't have like, it's all like one big run-on sentence. It's not like no punctuation.
Not the ghetto horoscope. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's why I said it's all in fun over here. It's all in fun. So let me find Taurus.
Oh, that's all? Okay. What is it, a sentence?
Yeah, it's one big old sentence.
What,
that was it.
What, like, the fuck, bro?
I mean, listen, Taurus, this week you could have fucked somebody up, but you let that bum bitch live. That's just like Virgo. But you know they say that Virgo and Taurus are compatible. Have you heard that? I've heard that a lot. But I feel like I'm more compatible with Capricorn. I've had more successful...
I fucking hate Capricorn. Go ahead.
Me too. But yeah, as far as they said that Virgo and Taurus and Capricorn and Taurus, like they are all, and like they all three are compatible. So, but yeah, it kind of seems like he recycled this, but we ain't gonna say nothing. We just gonna read it.
Right.
Taurus, this week you could have fucked somebody up, but you let that bum bitch live. You've been trying to stay on track of life, but of course it's always that one dirty bitch trying to bring you down.
All right.
Stay on your P's and Q's, Taurus, and continue to do you.
Thank you, Roland Ray, for your horoscope.
Wow. So what bum bitch trying to bring you down, Ray?
What's up with the letter of the day? We good? We going with the letter? We going the letter?
Let me find out. It's a bum bitch.
I'm just waiting for the letter.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So here's the letter. Hey, Miss September, I'm a 22-year-old pharmaceutical student.
Drug dealer.
Oh my God. Who has been dating a 26-year-old aspiring rapper.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh. We moved in together 6 months ago. He does not work. I pay majority of the bills while he pursues his career. But things have been going good until recently he discovered that I have an OnlyFans. How does he think that I was paying the bills? I mean, I make good money at my job, but we live in a really good area. I have a car note. I have bills. How does he think I was paying this shit?
The job.
Okay. The so when he found out about my OnlyFans, he got extremely mad and packed his shit. He's been gone up over a week. He blocked my number and blocked me on all social media, so I have no way to contact him. I've made more this past month than I have made all last year in my job. What should I do?
First of all, where is he packing up and going? He don't got a job. Where are you going?
I mean, maybe to his other bitch house, who maybe to the studio. Who knows?
Not
maybe
the
to his
studio.
Homie house, maybe the peanut house. Maybe to his auntie house, his grandma house. I don't know where he... I mean, apparently he lived somewhere prior to him moving in with her, because if they just moved in together 6 months ago, then he had somewhere to go.
If her OnlyFans is popping, what's up? Never mind. You know what? Never mind. Go ahead.
I didn't look at Brit now. We can talk about that behind the scenes. All right, but I mean, here's my thing. I feel that when you're in a relationship, Oh, look, there go Chapo wife on TV now.
In jail?
So they showing her going into court. Yeah. So was not in jail. So here's my take on it. I mean, all jokes aside, like, you're 20, you're young. You're dating a fucking 26-year-old aspiring fucking rapper that doesn't work. I mean, I don't know what he does on the side, y'all moved in together. I mean, but apparently it's not making no money. It's not bringing in no money.
It takes time.
Okay, but and bills need to be fucking paid. So if you're not going to be contributing anything to the fucking building fund, then you don't need to be here. Okay, now. You ain't sitting at my motherfucking table without bringing nothing to.
That's just
first and foremost.
You going off?
Because my thing is, she's young, she's a student, and she works at the local pharmacy. She said.
And she's
slinging that asshole on the side. Okay, so with that being said. Listen, you a young queen in the fucking making, okay? You the real fucking hustler. You need to be coming out with the mixtape, letting bitches know how to get your fucking bread, because this nigga, he gotta go.
City girls up.
The city girls is definitely up on this one, and I feel like he did you a favor, sis. I mean, I don't know how long y'all dated prior to y'all moving in together, because she don't really get into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem like she does care and love him because she's upset that he left.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like maybe if y'all do decide to get back together and y'all do decide to work things out, then this nigga gonna have to get a job. Are y'all hiring? Are they hiring for a stock boy or cashier or some fucking? Because apparently he needs to be able to bring something to the table if he doesn't want you to do your OnlyFans.
I mean, now they got Instacart. You could do Instacart.
Yeah, I mean, he might not even have a fucking car. This nigga's fucking aspiring.
Well, how did he move? So, how did he leave? Where did he go?
We don't know. She said he packed up and shit and rolled. She probably was either at work, at school, or. Whatever little place she do her OnlyFans at.
Damn, bro.
So it's kind of like, I get where he's coming from, because at the end of the day, when she decided to take him on,
mm-hmm.
she knew that he was an aspiring rapper, mm-hmm. and he had shit to bring to the table. And sometimes love overpowers that, and it's like, all right, well, we're going to do it. We're going to get it together. But it's like, you allowing your chick to take on all the responsibility while you in the fucking studio, and then you're mad because she decided to do something extra on the side to make ends meet. Where they do that at?
I just think, all jokes aside, I think he's more so upset because he didn't know.
Right.
So it's a little bit of dishonesty and a lack of trust on that part. As far as her being upset, she really needs to look at it from an evaluation standpoint of, okay, if I stop the OnlyFans, then that money stops. But then you get a relationship that, from the surface, just looking at it, it doesn't look like it's healthy. But if you really feel like that relationship can actually go somewhere,
then you should stop.
No,
at least come to some terms.
No, yeah, just come to a compromise and just be like, listen, it brings this. Maybe I'll change my content for you. Maybe you can join in on the content.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature. And that way you can get him a bag, tell him to start OnlyFans, and they do some shit together.
I like that. Okay.
You know, so like, I mean, I feel like that's a good compromise.
That there's some type of, they have to come in and meet in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. So right now his ego is just bruised because he didn't know. And thing a nigga want is for everybody to be looking at his chick.
Exactly. I mean, we really don't know what her content is. Right. We don't really know. But we can only assume if she made more money in a month than she made last year, even though she works part time in her job. Right. So, I mean, I can't assume she makes that much. But again, you know, I mean, it seems like you got a good girl, bruh. It's, you know, I don't know, again, what her content is or what type of female she was. But apparently she did something to where you went, where you moved in, and you apparently have feelings for her,
mm-hmm.
because that's your chick.
Right.
You know, and I mean, she definitely got the hustle in her, because she working, going to school, and she got a little side hustle. So it's kind of like, damn, you have to respect that. I get where you're coming from as a man. Here go Kamala right here on my fucking TV. So, yeah. I did. I need to see her face, though. She need to pull that mask, and I need to make sure it's really her. Yeah, so I just, communication is key. And doesn't matter if you young, old, rich, poor, if you don't have that trust and if you guys are not on the same page and not properly communicating, then you're never going to get anywhere in a relationship. And I like, that's so I feel like she should have communicated with him.
Yeah, but as of right now, she don't got no way to contact him. So
just
wait him out. He'll contact you. Wait him out.
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back. He's going to get tired of sleeping in the subway or whatever men shelter, fucking wherever he at, his homeboy fucking futon, whatever, he'll be back. He'll be back. And use this as a cautionary tale to always try to communicate and remain honest, because honest is key. And it's a huge, huge part of any relationship.
Yes.
So, and like you said, if he decides to want to join in, or maybe he don't want to join in, maybe he just wants you to change the content, or maybe allow him to be there when you make your content, or, you know, like, hey, you could stand in a room, you could film, you can, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, or I won't make as many videos, or I'll do, you know, so yeah, maybe come to a compromise. But if you feel like you're not willing to give that money up or give that up for him, and that's what he wants you to do, then maybe that's something you gotta be, you have to look forward to that possibly being the case.
That's right. Because just move on.
You're young.
Hell,
you're
young.
You're both young. And it's plenty niggas out. You know who Jimmy Smacks is?
Yeah. Is he from Philly?
No, he from New York. Okay. He don't give a fuck. He listen.
He was having sex with the little person.
Yeah, and he was sucking the transsexual dick too.
Oh wait, what? He was what?
Yeah, that's what they had said.
All right, we're gonna end the show, everybody. We're going.
But yeah, sis, you got it. I mean, I think we gave you good advice. We appreciate everybody listening. I want to give a huge shout out to, we have a listener which I believe he wants to be left, you know, anonymous.
Okay.
Yeah, we received a donation. He's a listener, and he definitely said he has a business, and when he's on the road, he listens to the Philly Drone podcast. He loves us, and he wants us to know to keep doing our thing.
Hey.
And yeah, so shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out.
And all of our other listeners, again, we are going to be like, as far as we'll have sponsorship packages, because a lot of people are reaching out as far as sponsorships, and those people that are coming to us with sponsors that usually donate whatever, and we go ahead and we promote. But yeah, sponsorship packages will be coming out soon. We'll be having more promos, more collabs, more guests. Definitely coming. Look forward to that. Again, we appreciate the love. If y'all have any questions, y'all want to send any letters, make sure you send them to PhillyJoanLive215@gmail.com. And that's PhillyJoanLive215@gmail.com. I am Miss September.
DJ Ricochet, the Untouchable Technician.
Peace out.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss September, from the Philly Joan Podcast. Make sure you tune in every week to check out me and my DJ Ricochet on all major platforms.